Rebecca Sheets is with Healthy Families Florida, a home visiting parent support program with the ultimate goal of preventing child abuse and neglect.
The truth is, it's a reality, and it's a daily occurrence here in Florida. And the truth of the matter is, the child welfare system alone can't prevent child abuse and neglect by themselves. So they have to call on every Floridian to do their part to prevent child abuse and neglect before it happens.
But Sheets says preventing child abuse and neglect before it occurs doesn't always happen. So she adds it's important that people know if they see something, they need to report it, especially since it's the law.
It's a common misconception that only those that work with children are mandated reporters, while in fact, the state calls on everyone to make sure that children are safe and well cared for.
Sheets says at Healthy Families Florida, they try to promote positive parent-child interactions, and they measure whether what they're doing is working.
And we are 98% effective. 98% of families who participate in our program are free from abuse or neglect during participation. And if that wasn't awesome enough, 12 months after completing our program, we monitor it again. And 98% of families who complete our program are free of child abuse and neglect 12 months after completion of the program.
And Sheets says there are multiple statistics that show prevention efforts have lifelong benefits for the child. Nancy Peck, a senior trainer with Healthy Families Florida, agrees. She says first, parents need to be educated so they can make informed decisions about what's best for their families. And that includes learning about the red flags that can lead to child abuse and neglect.
The first red flag is multiple children in the home under the age of 5. It can really create some havoc, right? And so we're not saying that this is a bad thing, but we are saying that we can give parents some really good, valuable tools to help them to manage when there are multiple children in the home.
Some helpful tools include having some special one-on-one time with each child as well as a regular routine. Other red flags involve unsafe sleeping conditions and the potential danger of any body of water to infants, two of the leading causes of death for kids. There's also the big three, as Peck calls them, which are mental health, substance abuse, and domestic violence.
Do you think a 9-month-old or a 9-year-old is more affected by domestic violence? A 9-month-old is more affected than a 9-year-old. A lot of people don't think that because they think the baby doesn't know, but they do. And it's more scary for them because they don't have the brain development to figure out what's really going on. They just know something very scary and bad is happening, and that affects them for the rest of their life. And so we need to educate so parents can make informed decisions about what they're exposing their baby to.
And Peck says key instructions for better parenting include being more nurturing, exercising positive discipline, and having clear communication with your child. Social connections are key as well.
So isolation plus role restriction equals a higher abuse potential. So where parents are feeling isolated and where they feel like the child is restricting their freedom, those children are at much higher risk for being abused and neglected.
Both Peck and Sheets gave recent talks to agency officials and other groups as part of the Florida Faith Symposium in Orlando, hosted by the Florida Department of Children and Families and the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.